Tess on the day's last two lines, two words. Okay, Mara has a Shaila. Is it better not to make Nedarim and Nedavos, or just not to make Nedarim, and or make a Neder into Biboy Seima Afilu Tema Rabbi Yehuda Ki Omer Rabbi Yehuda Ben Nedava? When did Rabbi Yehuda say Tov that it's better to make a Neder and pay it than not to make it at all? That's only by a Nedava, where you volunteer to do something, but you didn't make it a Neder on yourselves. The Neder Lo Omer, but he didn't say it by a Neder. By a Neder, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's better not to make a Neder, and therefore Nidrei Rishoyim exists, but Nidrei Ksherim doesn't exist. Ksherim don't make Nedarim, even if they end up paying them. Ayimur says, Vaktani Tov Mizeh Mizeh Noder Mekayim. What Rabbi Yehuda said is, Tov Mizeh Mizeh Noder Mekayim, not No Dave. Right, so you see that he holds that even making a Neder and paying it is a positive thing. Versus Tani no Dev Umekayim. In a Chanam, you can't say, shouldn't read no Der Umekayim, no Dev Umekayim. Versus Maishno no Der Delo, Tilma Osi Bali De Takol. Right, Lechora, why, if now we're saying that even Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not good to make a Neder, even if you end up paying it, better not to have made it to begin with. Why? Because you may not fulfill your Neder. Right? There's always a chance you won't fulfill it. So better don't get involved in the dar. So Nedava Nami, Dilma Osi De Takola, and Nedava also a Shayach, that it may come a Takola from the Nedava, right? You're menad of an animal or whatever as a korban, and then something happens, and you can't bring it or whatever. So Rabbi Yehuda Tamei, the Omar Odom Mevi Kivsosu Lazor, Rabbi Yehuda does the same thing that it said before that Hillel HaZaken used to do. He never was menad of an animal and makdishit before he got to the Azor. So he brought the keves to the Azor, Chulin, umakdisha, and in the Azor he was makdishit. The somecholer, and he would make smicha v'shochta and immediately shechted. So there was no chance kemat of any takola coming out. So Moris is teinach nedova de karbonos. You can do that with a carbon. Nedova nezirus meikel amemer, but nedova nezirus, person's menadif to become a nazir, there's always a chance he won't be able to keep what he said. So why by nazirus nedava is better to make it and fulfill it? Should be better not to make it altogether, because maybe you'll come l'idei takola. Rabbi Yehuda Tamei. No, Rabbi Yehuda there goes according to his reasoning, the Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chasidim Harishonu Hayu Misavim Lahavi Korban Chatos Lefi Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takola Yedeihem. See what second Rashi says, two pshatim. The Chasidim HaRishonim wanted to bring a Korban Chatos, but you can't be menadev a Korban Chatos. They wanted to have the feeling of what it was like to bring a Korban Chatos, but they never were chayiv a Korban Chatos, because Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takola Yedeihem. Because right, the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't bring them to do Averis B'Shogeg, protected them from it. So Mahayu Osim, so what did they do? Om the Misnadim Nazirus. They would be Menadev Nazirus, Lamakom Kadesh Yishayev Korban Chatos, because after they finished their term of Nazirus, they had to bring a Korban Chatos, and they'd have the experience of what it was like to bring a Korban Chatos. Korban Chatos Lamakom. Rashi. Afilu Temer Rabbi Yehuda Hi. Masnis and Dishami Bein Neder L'Nedava. Right, even the Mishnah that says the difference between making a Nedava, which is better to do, and making a Neder, even if you're paid, is no good, could go according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda Nami Shani Lei. Rabbi Yehuda also differentiates between a Neder and a Nedava. The Chika Omer Rabbi Yehuda Tov No Der Mishalim Hainu Da Omer Beloshin Nedava. Ava Bel Neder Lo Omer. He meant a Neder that you said Beloshin Nedava. That kind of Neder. Even though it's not an actual Neder, it's a Nedava. Maishno neder de lo, de osi vele takola kidleel. Like we said before, you may come not to fulfill the neder. Lefishena kodesh baruch hu mevi tekol yedeyem. So the Gemara says the Hasidim Harishonim wanted to experience what it was like to bring a korban chatos, right? That they should be able to use out all of their emotions or whatever. But they never had to bring a korban chatos because the Rabbanu Shel never brought a takol yedon. Kolomar shehem misyarim shlo yasu shum chet. So the first pshat Rashi says is that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takol Yodah means that they were afraid maybe they did some sin, but not a sin that you really are chayiv a chatos for. but they wanted to bring a korban chatos to eradicate any shemitz of a sin that could possibly be. Right, kolomar shehem misyarim shol yasu shum chayit v'rotzim lahavi korban l'shapra aleim v'shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takol yodehem, because they wanted to be completely free of sin. That's the pshat, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takol yodehem. So ma hayu osim kedei sheyischayvu korban shein mevim korban chatos ela al chayit mamish. You can't bring a korban chatos except for a chayit that you'll be chayiv koresh for if you did it b'mezid. That's one pshat. Inyan acher, the second pshat, since the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't bring a takola, means that they're never over b'shogeg. The Rebbeinu Shem protects them from shogeg. She'ein boim lidei shum takola b'shum chet she'ischayvu korban chatos. Here's a little bit of a question on Tosfos. Tosfos says throughout Shas that which ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol yedei tzadikim only applies to food. That tzadikim aren't nichshol in eating things that aren't kosher by mistake. The Rebbeinu Shem protects them for that. The case of what's it called, the chamor of Pinchas ben Yoyer, that it wouldn't eat something of tevel, surely, right? But Tosfos asks the Chora, we find that tzadikim do come. It says that what's it called, Rev Elisha, no, who was it? In Shabbos, that Korah Vehita, and he said, I'll bring a korban chatos. So I and the Kodesh Baruch Hu maybe takol yodam. Right? And there's other cases also, Tosfos brings down, that you see that tzaddikim sometimes do things that are mamash chayva chatos. So you see that they can make mistakes. So he said it's only by eating things. And this Gemara is mashma, that klal, according to the second pshat in Rashi, means what's it called, the Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitakol applies across the board. But according to the first pshat in Rashi, there's no raya from this Gemara. Okay. Okay. Reb Shimon Omer, lo nadru b'nazir, ela harotzu lahavi ola, what's it called? And Reb Shimon holds not like that. He holds that even the Hasidim Harishonim didn't make Naziris. Ela harotzu lahavi ola misnadiv umevi shlomim, umevi. Person who wants to bring an ola can bring an ola. Shlomim misnadiv umevi. Person who wants to bring a shlomim, he can bring a shlomim voluntarily. Toda v'arba mini lachma misnadiv umevi. You want to bring a korban toda and the four kinds of lechem, you can bring. But they didn't make nezirus nedava. They shouldn't be called sinners. It says by a nazir, happens to be a nazir tami. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a few seconds. But by a nazir, it says that he's considered a chote. So they didn't want to get the name chote on themselves. The first man, the Amr, said no. But dafka, they wanted to experience what it was like to bring a korban chatos. But Reb Shimon says no. You may want to bring a korban chatos, but you don't want to be called a chote. And a nazir is called a chote. Omer Abaye, Shimon HaTzadik, Reb Shimon, Reb Elozer HaKaper, Kulam Shita Achasein. Right? Shimon HaTzadik, Reb Shimon, and Reb Elozer HaKaper, all of them go in the same line of reasoning. Right? Kulam Shita Achasein, the nazir chote havi. That a nazir is considered a chote. Shimon HaTzadik, Reb Shimon HaDamorin. We said already that he never ate from a korban of a nazir because he was afraid he did it shalom l'shem shamayim, right? Only once that he knew for sure it was l'shem shamayim. So you see, he considered a nazir a chote, right? For Reb Elozer HaKaper Berebi, Reb Elozer HaKaper Berebi. Rebbe is a title of like Gadol Hador. The Tanya, Reb Elozer HaKaper Berebi Omer, the Chiper Olav Miashirchato on the Hanefesh, says that there will be Mechaper on the Nazir from what he was Chote al Hanefesh. The Chibeza Nefesh Chotezeh. What Nefesh was he Chote on? El Shetzirat from Inayay. Because he deprived himself of wine, he's considered a Chote. A person who only deprived himself of wine, it's not a necessity, it's a luxury. Right, and still he's considered a chote. Right, something's missing, and we've all explained the pshat is that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything in the world that a person should use it, and not abstain from it, because it's meant to be used l'shem shamayim, meant to use l'avodas Hashem. Except if a person knows he's going to abuse it, then better to abstain. But l'maisa is a chote. Something's missing. He could have done better. He could have used the wine in a positive way instead of abstaining from it. So he's a Kodesh because he recognized his limitations, better to abstain from it than abuse it. But ishtal chotek is better to use it than abuse it. So that's called a chotek. Chotek doesn't mean as a sinner. Chotek means you're missing something. So hametzayir atzmi kol dovar achas chametz. So somebody who deprives himself of any other thing that's more significant, right, surely is a chotek. Mikan kol hayoshev b'tainus nikra chotek. A person who makes a tainus, right, is basically a chotek. It could be sometimes it's important to make a tainus. You have to, you want to do something else, kapar or whatever. But it's ideal would have been that you should be able to eat and do it l'shem shamayim instead of not eating in order to achieve what you had to achieve. The as Mar says, the hadain krov nazir tamei. Even I said, it's not talking about a regular nazir. It's talking about a nazir tamei, right? The chiper of asher chato la nefesh. Mar says mishum deshana b'chetu, right? It's a stup shot. One is that since he became a nazir and then he became tamei, so that's where it put the chote. But really, it applies even to a nazir tahar. Another pshat is that he originally made the nether of a nazir for a certain amount of time. Then he became tamei. Now he extends that time, has to do it over again. So he's a double chote. But really, he's a chote from the first time also, and the double chate is only extending the nazirus. But the initial nazir is also a chet. And again, chet doesn't mean he sinned, it means he's missing something. El harotzel esnadim may be shlomim, av achatis lo osi b'nadova. Achatis you can't bring voluntarily. Uv'naziris na'ami lo hayum esnadim. And the chasidim harishonim also weren't menadev of nazirus. Shelo yikru'u chotim. They shouldn't be called chotim. Masnis netoni neder b'nazir, the mashim dikshayrim nodur b'nazirus lav reb shemenhi. The Mishnah that says that there's nedarim b'nazir of ksheirim doesn't go according to Reb Shimon. He knows that ksheirim b'chlal didn't make naziris either. Kulan shita achas, the b'shita achas mashvu datayu. And in one respect, they all basically hold the same idea that a nazir is a chote. The nazir chote, havi mishum de neder. Since he made that neder to be a nazir, he's considered a chote. V'hadein kro b'nazir tamik siv. Al shem shetimi esatz mameis kamer kroasher chotel anefesh. The chorid's going on the fact that he became tamei. That's the chait, not that he became a nazir. He says no. Mishum deshana bechetu. The al shem sheshana atzmo bechet she nazir atzmo. First he made himself a nazir. The old shetimi nazirusso. Not only that, he compounded the chait by becoming tamei. Lahachik shibe asher chotel anefesh. That's why it mentions it by the tamei. But really, it applies even to a nazir tahar. V'hu adin nomi l'shar nazirim diikru chotim. The goli rachmona b'hai v'hu adin l'kulo. V'ahochi gila b'hai. So why did it mention it by nazir tamei? Mishum dezesh shone b'cheit shnei pa'amim. V'tolin hakalkola b'mekulko. So he wanted to tell us the worst scenario. But ein achanami, even in the best scenario, he still considered a chote. And according to the other pshat is, the chait is that he extended the nazirus, which means that the ikur nazirus is also no good. Okay. Ha'omer konem koneach kones harei elu kinuyim lekorban. These are kinuyim for korban. Just as if he said, what's it called? Dover ze osur alai kikorban. That's a neder. If he said dover ze osur alai konem koneach kones, they're all kinuyim lekorban. Cherek, cherech, cheref, harei elu kinuim lecherem. He said, dover ze cherem, so he made it to cherem. But if he said, cherek, cherech, cheref, they're all kinuim for cherem. Nozik, noziach, poziach, harei elu kinuim lezirus. If he said, hareini nozik, or these are also kinuim, nicknames for nezirus. Shvusa, shkuka, noder bimohi, harei elu kinuim shvua. Person said, what's it called? Shvusa. Shikuka, right? Areyani shvusa for this bread or whatever. That's as if he took a shvua not to eat it or whatever. And noder b'mohi, even though it says noder, it means nishba. Sometimes the Gemara uses interchangeably neder with shvua when it really means a shvua or vice versa. And we'll see one second what b'mohi is. All those are kinuyim l'shvua. Rashi, omer konim, shomer konim kikur ze'olai. So just as he said, kikur ze'olai kikorban. Cherek, ha'omer kikur ze'alecha, cherek. O she'omer nozik, noziach, poziach. Harei nozik im ochel kikur ze'a, I'll be a nozik if I eat this bread. Then it becomes a nozir. O she'omer noziach, ha'de ki'ilu nozir b'nozir. Shvusa, shelo ochel kikur ze'a,
Oshkuka, right? Shvusa shelo ochel kikar zeh. Same thing as he said, Shvua shelo ochel kikar zeh. Oshkuka, hari elu kinuim shvua, v'havi kiilu nishba mamish. Neder b'mohi, kimo mumcha lashon shvua. Mumsa lashon shvua. So Rashi says that mohi means it's a lashon of shvua. Mumasa. Mumasa is a shvua in Aramaic. But others learn, neder b'mohi. Mohi is a kinui for Moshe Rabbeinu. And since it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, he took a shvua, v'yoel Moshe l'sheves esayish, and Chazal said he took a shvua to Yisro, right? V'yoel ein ola l'shen shvua. So nadar b'mohi means I'm making a shvua like Moshe Rabbeinu. So mohi is a kinui. That's where they get the mo, you know, for somebody called Moshe. No, it's a nickname for Moshe Rabbeinu. Mohi. Okay. Itmar. Kinuyim, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Lashon Umosein. Rabbi Yochanan says that kinuyim are foreign languages, and you know they're in that foreign languages. It's just as if you said the nether of Lashon Hakodesh. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omer Lashon Shebodulim Chachamim. These are lashonos that the Chachamim made up. We'll see in a second why they made up lashon, the actual word. You should use only kinuyim, but they're code words that the Chachamim made up. According to both of them, right, Lamaisa, since they are words, either the Chacham made up or the nations made up, because all languages, except for Lashon HaKodesh, are not intrinsic languages. They're languages that people made up to use, right, so they're no different than Lashonos that the Chacham made up. But they say the difference between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is not whether it's the Reish or the Rabbanan, because once it's a language that was made up, it has the same force whether it's a language that Goyim made up or the Chacham made up. But the difference is where it's chal. If it's a lashon the Chacham made up to mean korbanos, shvuas, and whatever, then it applies universal. Wherever you say these lashonos, that's, but if it's only a lashon of Goyim, then it only applies in the place where those Goyim live, or where they use those lashonos. It's in a place where they don't use those lashonos, it won't help. That's the nafkamina, and that's what they say, that the Lashon HaKodesh is an intrinsic language. So even if you don't understand it, you say the words mean something intrinsically. So you don't have to understand it for it to be meaningful. Other languages, there's no intrinsic meaning to the words. They're just a heskim that people made up. This is how they communicate. So if you don't understand the language, there's no communication. So just saying the words, right, in a place where either you don't know it or people don't use those words is meaningless. The Chenu Omer, Bachodesh Asher Bodo Milibo, says that Yerava made up a Yontif on the month that he made up himself. So that's Kinuyim or Loshonu Shebodu Chachomim. They made him up. The time of Maitakin Rabboni Kinuyim, right? Why did the Rabboni make up words to that you should make a nether, a shvua, or a cherim, or whatever? Why did you make a nether? Make a nether. Why do you have to make up new words for it? The Lolema Carbon, because they didn't want people to say carbon. I have a Lema Carbon, so why not? Dilma Omar Carbon Lashem, because we're afraid that he'll say carbon Lashem. The word carbon Lashem go together. Konein, there's no association with Lashem. But carbon is in the Torah a lot, carbon Lashem. So the guy's going to say carbon Lashem, so what? The Lema Carbon Lashem, so let him say that. Dilma Omar Lashem, Velomar Carbon, because we're afraid He'll mix them up and he'll say Lashem Korban and he'll end up saying Lashem and not end up saying Korban. He'll say Shem Shemayim Vatala. So since they're saying Korban could lead to Shem Shemayim Vatala, they made up code words that don't have that association, so we're not afraid they're going to end up saying Lashem too. The Komapik Shem Shemayim Vatala, Rashi. Itmar Kinuyim Diktonim Masnisen, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Lashon Umosein. This is the way the nations of the world say these things, neder, nazir, and so on. The chinadre o mishtabe mishto b'hanishonos. When they make the dharma, whatever, they use these languages. The Yisrael nami ki omer b'hai lishna mitzer. That Torah omer ki yidor b'chol lashon the neder. Whatever language it is, but it has to be a language you understand. The Islam say this, or it has to be a language that's used in that place. If the Islam say it and it's not used in that place, or you don't understand it, then it's not a lashon. But if you understand what you're saying, then it's pi v'libo shavim, then the word itself is significant as a communicator. Loshen Shebonim Chachamim, and Reish Lakish says that it's languages, not languages that are used, it's a language the Rabbanim made up. Hani Lashonus Motzulahem Chachamim, Sheyu Nodim Bohem. You made these languages, that you should use these when you make a nether. Takinu Chachamim Kinuin Dolalema Korban, Bishem. Kidamrin Bialma Kodem, Shabbos Shlomo Hoysa Torah Domela Kfifa, Shein Laws 9. Before Shlomo Melech came, the Torah was like a cup without handles. Ad Shabbos Shlomo, but Tikin Laws 9. Shlomo made handles, so the Torah was easily handleable. Tchsiv, Ezein the Chiker, Tikin Misholim Harbe, Shegozra Shnios, Kechdo Lifku Bisura Deraisa, right? Shlomo Melech put handles on the Torah, so you shouldn't come to do Isurim. So you asked the Shnios La'arayas, right? Hachinami takinu rabboni kinuyim l'nedorim, dahanoder bahani kinuyim kilu noder b'korben atzmo. They made up these languages that you should use them when you make a nether, so you shouldn't come to say nether l'ashem or korben l'ashem, which may end up being shem shamayim v'atola. V'chem b'kinu d'cheirim. That's what the Rabbanan did. They made fences around the Torah. Asumish meres l'mishmarti. Ki heichid l'leisi l'minder b'neder d'oraisa. Da'asi l'meimer nami korban l'ashem. Because we're afraid if you use the lashon korban, since it's associated with l'ashem and many psukim, you'll say korban l'ashem. And if you're going to already start making the Dorim Korban Lashem and mentioning Hashem's name, you may do the opposite and say Lashem Korban, and sometimes you'll be nifsik in the middle and you'll say Lashem and you won't end up doing the Korban. You'll have Harot or whatever, and you said Shem Shemayim Vatola. Nidor Visna, Nidorim Shagla Prishus, Shetiknu Elu Kinuyim Kide Lahafrisha Odamin Adera, to keep him far away from ever being possibly being Masker Shem Shemayim Vatola.